Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a story that comes from someone that I know pretty well, but I don't necessarily want to identify this person, and so I will tell you that the initials are Ann Oliver. Years ago, Ann wanted to write a book, a children's book. A book that she thought would be titled, Who is God? It would be a story about a wise old owl in a forest who would tell the children all about God and who God is. She wanted it to be simple and easy to understand, and so the illustrations would be of that wise old owl talking to all of the little forest creatures. Those illustrations would enhance the story. I had her write down some of her thoughts about that experience. She said, starting was the easy part. I really thought it would be easy to write down who God is and what I know about him. But then soon it became clear to me that I didn't really know as much about God as I thought. She continued, I think we would all agree that God is love. But isn't God much more than just that? And how do you describe that God to a little child, to a young mind that can't grasp very many things? She concluded her statement by saying, I hope that you can see the dilemma that I have in writing this book. In the fourth century, the early Christian fathers had a dilemma as well. Their dilemma was this. The early church for the first two or three centuries was an underground church, and its followers were mostly uneducated people who pretty much accepted things without asking philosophical questions or difficult questions. But then in the fourth century, we had a new Roman emperor. Constantine became emperor of the Roman Empire in 300 or so, and so now he made Christianity legal. And so Christianity began to spread, and people began to ask questions. And the more elite and the more educated people began to follow, or at least become interested in Christianity. And they began to ask questions that hadn't been addressed before. How could you explain the Trinity in terms that human beings understand? We just tried to do that a few minutes ago in the Athanasian Creed, and I hope you could see some of the challenges that those people had that we have today to explain and understand the Trinity. How can one God be three persons? Did God the Father create God the Son? Who was it that died on that cross, people asked. The answer to that question, depending on which way you go, can cause people to have some consternation. If it was God who died on that cross, then who raised him? If Jesus is not God, and he's the one who died on the cross, are your sins truly forgiven? Well, to make that situation even worse, Christians were divided in that century about what does this Trinity mean and how do we understand that? And so Constantine called a mother of all church conventions in Nicaea, and they finally hammered out what we today call the Nicene Creed. Now, this Trinity stuff can get pretty complicated. And it's the kind of things that theologians might enjoy conversing about. But I'm guessing that you're probably not so involved in asking those kinds of difficult questions. What does this Trinity mean to people like you and me who want to understand and really can't? So I think Anne asks a very good question. Who, for an owl, who is this God? Who is this Trinity? How do we understand him? Over the centuries, people have tried to explain God by giving him attributes. They have described God as being independent, as being unchanging, as being eternal, as being omnipresent or present everywhere. They've described him as being holy or omnipotent, which means he's all-powerful, or omniscient, which means he's all-knowing, or sovereign, which means his way goes. They've described him as being wise. And certainly all of those things describe who God is. They've said that God hates sin, and he certainly does. But there's one attribute that I haven't listed just yet. And that attribute is that God is love. It was St. Augustine who said the threeness of the Trinity is really recognized in the revelation of God's love. God the Father sent Jesus in love to save his creation. Jesus loves the Father and follows his will and does what he needs to do by dying on the cross. And God the Holy Spirit is still here with us today, loving us and helping us and guiding us. So love is really the very essence of who God is. In 1 John, we read the support for that question a couple of times. In chapter 4, John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." And in the same chapter, he writes, "So we have come to know and to believe that God, the love that God has for us." Again, he says, God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And in the gospel for today, we hear that very familiar verse from John 3:16 that you probably memorized as a child. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but has eternal life." When the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Which of the commandments was the greatest?" What was Jesus' answer? "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." A colleague of mine from years ago described an experience she had while she was undergoing an operation. I think it was like for an appendectomy or something. She described getting up off of that operating table and walking out the door of the operating room and down the hall. And as she turned the corner, looking to the next hall, she said, "I saw a light that had the greatest love that anyone can ever imagine. I'm not afraid to die," she said. "I have seen that light. I have known that love." And so we know that God is love. So yes, God is indeed all of those attributes that I just listed a little bit while ago. But ultimately, we look for some easy way to understand that God has numbered and how God has loved us and how he has loved us. In Matthew, we read that God has numbered the very hairs of your head. He's loved us enough to give us a choice. His love and compassion sent his Son so that he could do what we cannot do for ourselves, and that is save ourselves. Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than he lay down his life for his brother." It was Jesus who laid down his life for us. So who is God? God is the very essence of love as we can ever possibly understand it. Each Sunday, today being accepted week, confess that the triune God exists through the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed. But we still have to admit that we don't completely grasp what that Trinity is. We can really only say that our human understanding is capable of only partially understanding who God is. But we can always remember that of all those many things that God is and God can do, that God is still love. So the answer to that question, who is God, is that God is love. And so while we struggle to understand the Trinity, while we cannot truly explain how the triune God is three persons yet one God, while we cannot truly grasp that the power of the Holy Spirit exists in us today, we can understand that God loves us because we love each other, and that love we have for each other comes from God. That's something we can grasp and understand and hold on to and remember. Let me summarize by reading a poem from Shannon Tackett. The Lord whispered to me, I love you so. Come follow me, my child. High places we will go. The Lord knelt beside me at an altar in prayer. He wiped my tears and took away my despair. Come follow me, my child, the Lord whispered to me. There will be no more pain, but oh, so much gain. He said, I forgive you now for all you've done. Now it's time to receive the love of God's only Son. This love was so warm, so bright and true, I could not believe my soul it did renew. He repaired my soul from the inside out. It was then and only then I knew what love was all about. The cleansing power that fell over me was the love that the Lord has carried me. Come follow me, my child, the Lord whispered to me. In that sweet holy land someday you will be. You will see the Lord's face at those big pearly gates, where love embraces, where loved ones embrace and angels wait. Come follow me, my child, the Lord whispered to me. I will love you always. Your protector I will be. That's who God is. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.